Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Michelle Berquist, your host today of Women Leading the Way, but it is my special delight today as I get the chance to introduce one of our newest Women Lead Radio hosts, and her name, and she is our leading lady today, by the way, so I want everyone to meet Contessa Kanaday, and she is the founder and CEO of Contessology, and she's also the new host of our new show series. Are you ready, Contessa? New year, yes. New career, how to make your dream career a reality. So Contessa, say hello to all of our listeners.
Hello, everyone. So happy to be here.
I'm excited. So it is a new year. I can't believe we're almost through the month of January, which scares me a touch. But I'm saying, you know, new year, new career. Just introduce yourselves to our listeners. You know, give us just a taste of you and your background and, you know, why this subject. I'm dying for you to kind of introduce yourselves to everybody.
Yeah, so my name is Contessa, and I am the founder of Contessaology, and that's just basically a mindset that I want other people to try to be inspired by. And with my new show, New Year, New Career, How to Make Your Dream Career a Reality, I want to help women get unstuck out of their unhappy careers and finding and getting the job of their dreams. My background includes many different jobs over my lifetime. I even have a degree in art history. I was a science teacher. I was consulting. I've worked at Starbucks, Target. I've done a lot of different things over this journey. And I know that my journey was quite a struggle to find something that really meant something to me and made me happy every day. And I was thinking that, you know, work just has to be work, like my dad taught me. And I realized looking at many women around me, it doesn't have to be work. It can be something that fulfills you and connects to your value system where you can be respected. So I really want to share that with other people. I actually got started with this when I was working with teachers, getting out of their career. They had a lot of trouble letting go of all of the education and degrees that they and certifications that they had to get to be a teacher to just do something different. They didn't want to let go of it, even if it wasn't making them happy. So that's how I kind of started. Then I branched out to all women. Men, I love men, but this is about women because we have a different journey when it comes to our careers.
Yeah. I love that. We love men, but this is about women. That's pretty good. And, you know, and first of all, you need to have less coffee in the morning. I'm letting you know your energy level is super high. So that's a good thing. You know, back up a little bit, because, you know, I think there is a passion for you around this topic and also based on your background. But, you know, kind of share why this topic. Like, what is exciting to you about helping women get unstuck? You know, I think so many women that are in their careers are like paying attention right now, right? And going, yes, I feel stuck. I can't get out. I don't know. I hate this job, whatever it is. But why is this so passionate for you as a topic? I'm curious to share with our listeners.
I guess because I was very motivated and very ambitious as a child, and I was taught that by my father. If you go to college, my foster father, I lived in inner city Los Angeles, kind of not the greatest place to grow up in, but a wonderful home to live in. And my father had a focus on education. And he said, as long as you work really, really hard and twice as hard as everyone else, you will get exactly what you want in life. So I was literally in Paris graduating. Yeah, graduating, and I had to come home to graduate. I'm like, that's great, come home, graduate from Paris. But after that, I couldn't find anything in art history. And I was like, well, okay, what do I do now? You know, so I had to think, I became a bank teller, and it wasn't really my interest. It was great. I met my husband there. That was fantastic. But other than that, it wasn't right for me at that time. And he's actually still, like, the manager of that bank. He wasn't the manager at the time. Later.
I was going to qualify yourself on that one, right? Because it's like, yes. I just have to have you back up because I came from commercial banking. I love that you were a teller, but that's where you met your husband?
Yes. I don't know if that's an interesting story,
cool.
but I was like promoted to like a supervisor, and he came in as a personal banker, and I didn't think he was quite that interesting, like this boring guy, but I fell deeply in love with this man. I really, really did. He's amazing. But yeah, we met there, and a funny story, I got fired from the bank that he is still the manager of. So I was not great with counting money. That was not my skill set. And it was actually a blessing because I ended up becoming a teacher after that. And it was something more along with my value system.
Oh, how funny. I'm sorry. We segued a little bit, but I'm like, you know, always interesting little snippets we can get of each other, you know, on our journey and our story. So I love that. You know, I mean, Contessa, do you know, for just our listeners, to get them excited, but I do feel in a new year, there's so many, and especially after last year, right? And we're still in the thick of the coronavirus and trying to figure out how we navigate ourselves out of this. But for those women right now that are listening, I mean, can you share just a couple of tips? I mean, what can they do as either thoughts or insights or tips or ideas, maybe just a few of them, of how to get unstuck? Like, what are some steps women can take? Because it breaks my heart when I hear women feel like they are stuck and they have no options. We all have options. What are some things they can do?
Well, there's a progression to this. It depends on where you are at in your journey. I feel like a lot of women are in the space right now of being unhappy and looking around and thinking that everyone else looks so happy with their careers. And I just kind of want everyone to know, let's start off with knowing that most people aren't quite as happy as you think they are. You know, it's about keeping up with the Joneses. We have Instagram and all those other social media making people's lives look so amazing on the outside. So I want people just to, you know, get back to reality. Like, you know, it's something that we all work on every day, and that I feel like there's two pieces to it. One side of the glass, you feel like you're never, ever going to find the secret to be happy. And then there's another side of the glass where people have done it and they're like, wow, there was a secret. And I pretty much just mindset. It's, you know, retraining your brain to think differently about what you think success is, because we cannot take society's definition any longer. It needs to be what success is to you. So looking at your life, you probably feel like, I'm not successful. I don't have a car that I want. I don't have the house that I want. I don't have everything that I want. But if you look back at your life, you probably have many, many, many successes that you can appreciate and just be happy about. You know, we don't allow ourselves much time to just appreciate where we have come from. And I think that's one of the first steps. And then, yeah.
Love that. I love that. Do you find too many people? I mean, this is one thing I learned, I guess, because as an entrepreneur, but it's been 30 years now since I left corporate America, it was always the focus was on, you know, getting more money. And yet when you leave corporate America, you know, you find that it's not about the money. It really is about the passion, the purpose. You know, I mean, again, you got to be able to keep the roof over your head and food on your table, no doubt. But the money doesn't have as much of a driving force anymore about how much your salary is. I mean, can you touch on a little bit about that? Because, you know, yeah, you need to be able to pay the bills, but I've found a lot of people, sometimes they take a sidestep and it's almost like a backward step because they get out of maybe a career they're not excited about, but they get into a different industry and they have to, you know, but they're more excited about working there. Talk a little bit about that, if you can, some tips on making a side move, right, for something you're more interested in, but maybe the money's not more. How can women navigate that?
Well, funny story. I actually...
I like funny.
Yeah, so I went through that process myself, and ultimately you have to really think about it. I felt like when I became a teacher, I said, you know what, I found this article that said if you make at least $40,000 a year, the happiness level doesn't go up after that. And I'm like, oh, I'll be a teacher. I can do what my passion, you know. Later on, I realized that a lot of people maybe are like you, went corporate, made a lot of money, and they're like, it doesn't mean as much. There's the other side of the quote unquote people who are under earners, people who have money issues. Like many women have money issues. Like they were taught by their family that they don't deserve money. They're just unconsciously taught that you need to struggle to be happy, that rich people are bad. Many different myths about money. And I know I used to think that from my value system of my amazing family, that if I had a lot of money, others would go without. And I really had to get to the realization. Yeah, someone told me there's enough money for everyone to be rich. And it like hit me. It's like, yes, there is enough money for everyone to be rich. So it's like when you think about money, it should be in terms of freedom, to do your life the way you want, maybe not as far as material possessions. And I think then other people who are trying to make money, they find something that matches their value system. I tell my clients, you can find the career of your dreams no matter what you love and are passionate about doing and make lots of money, you know, in a sense. And I think there should be a balance because we don't want to, like, take money off the table because we're already earning less than men. But there's something about the way we think about money. Like, I don't know what you were taught about money when you were growing up. Like, what were some things that came up with you?
Oh, it was always, I mean, my growing up was ridiculous, but I'm from the Midwest and it was always work hard, you know, stay loyal. It's like work your way up the corporate ladder and work, you know, like you said, work twice as hard as anybody else and just, you know, be in it to get in there. And that was great. I think what has been, what I hear a lot of women say is how much they would love, it's not always the money, it's the flexibility, it's the, I mean, at least this was before last year, right? Everyone's working at home, but, you know, the flexibility or option to work at home versus at work. And I think now it's like, you know, the genie's out of the bottle. So many people since COVID are like, some women, either one, they hate it because they're at home with the kids and this is just not the ideal scenario, or it's like they really love it. And that's what's been kind of super cool is companies, I think, you know, some are paying attention to say, well, if that's a flexible option for you, then, you know, you can keep working from home. And they're finding women are more productive, you know, when they're remote workers. Some, right? It's not everybody.
Well, as long as
it's not everybody.
After this is all over, remote workers for women, but the kids can still go to daycare because you are still working at home. So I'm all for that. I cannot wait till the daycares open up again. I'm excited for my two little ones.
but they're a handful, right?
exactly. Right on the money. But, you know, a lot of people, when they're thinking of what they want to do differently in their life. Like you said, COVID has happened. That's a part of my new radio show, New Year, New Career, not just because it's January, but we had a huge year of change last year. And change, if you ever read the book, Who Moved My Cheese, like COVID was the cheese. And so it's like, what else are you going to do now? You know, and I feel like the options are unlimited. And it takes a big, maybe traumatic moment in someone's life to actually want to do something different or take the fear away from, like, a lot of women feel really scared to change something. Like you said, I hear the number one thing that women want is flexibility, and this has just amplified it, being at home. But many women, like you said, have lost their job because they are the primary person taking care of the children. And so we're getting, you know, regressing in as far as women entrepreneurs and people in the C-suites are getting regressed right now because of COVID. So it's a lot of change, but hopefully people can see this as change can be very, very good. We always think of change as something it's going to be worse. But if we start changing our mindset, change can actually be the most exciting thing that you can do if you put your mind there, you know?
I love that. It sounds like for your show, you're going to also inspire people, which is, I think, a really highly sought after thing. I mean, talk a little bit about the type of guests that you're thinking of bringing onto your show. Like, what kind of women are you going to be interviewing on your show? It's like, any thoughts on, you know, do you already, I don't know if you've already got your first guest all lined up, but give us some taste of the women that we'll be able to hear on your new show series.
Yeah, so we're going to go deep into this, you know, new year, new career. So I have a year to help everyone out there to try to get into that career of your dream. So a lot of my guests are going to be guests who have already gone through a major, like, career transition and talk about their processes. And I think the guests are going to be really surprised about, you know, what was the pivotal moment that made them change direction. A lot of times it could just literally be like a divorce, nothing to do with your career that can actually propel you in a whole different direction for the better. I'm going to have women who are in the process of a career transition and for them to share, you know, their experiences so that we can have our listeners relate to and feel connected. Because a lot of times when we're unhappy, we feel unhappy alone. So, you know, COVID is like together alone. Like, let's think of it as being together because we're all people. And even if you have the career of your dreams, it's not always going to be the career of your dreams. And it's not even the actual aspect of the career. It's the factors that make a career, like flexibility, autonomy, respect, things like that. I'm also going to have people who are thinking about going through a career transition. And I think our guests are going to relate to those women especially much because they have the same questions and doubts. And a lot of it is fear. It's like jumping into the abyss for a new career. It's like, if it doesn't work out, like you said, I have a lot to lose. I have kids. I have people I need to take care of. And some people just cannot handle another, you know, because if you're not really taking the right steps to do a new career, you're going to just change a career and you're still going to be unhappy. There's a lot of steps that go along with self reflection and self improvement.
That's, I mean, seriously, I'm excited about that. We're going to take a quick sponsor break and a commercial break. But when we come back, I'd love for you to talk a little bit about what you just mentioned, because I think that's powerful. You know, when you said together, you know, alone together, or together alone, it's like, you know, we as women get so much up in our head. But I'm going to be right back. So hang on. We're going to do a quick little sponsor commercial here. So Women Lead Radio is brought to you today by Connected Women of Influence and our partner, National University. National University is proud to be San Diego's largest private nonprofit university, founded in 1971. Their mission is to provide accessible, achievable higher education to adult learners. Today, National University educates students from across the U.S., wow, and around the globe with over 170,000 alumni worldwide. You can enroll online today as a big career move. Get educated, right? Thank you for your support, National University, and to all our sponsors and partners. So, Contessa, I'm back to you right now. Let's talk a little bit about maybe just, again, how can women not feel so alone? You know, because that is something that we as women, we think, oh, gosh, our job isn't great. It's something I'm doing. Like, it's my fault. I should be doing this. I feel stuck. It's like, talk about the mindset, you know, a little bit, if you don't mind, in making a big career move or just thinking differently than you feel like you're just – that stuck word is such a great word.
Yeah, I think – a big part about a career transition is that you are feeling that you're trapped. You're trapped. Maybe you're not getting respect at your job. Maybe you're not doing anything that interests you. Maybe you're stuck in your zone of competence. Your zone of competence is basically where you are. You are good at something. People expect it of you, and these tasks just don't fulfill you every day. Where you want to go is, you know, to your, sorry, zone of competence is what you're good at, is to your zone of genius. Your zone of genius is what, the things that inspire you. It's like if you're doing a task and you lose track of time, you're in a zone of genius. It's when you cannot wait to get to that task, that activity. That's your zone of genius. And so many of us don't actually get to that level of zone of genius because everyone else is kind of holding us back. But honestly, if you are thinking about a career move, a lot of times you feel like you're stuck and trapped because everyone's holding you back. Like your boss is holding you back from a promotion. Your spouse is holding you back, your children, your obligations, your education, your skill set. But a big part of it is taking accountability for where you are. And that's saying, you know what, you know, maybe these factors are in my life, but I did make this choice. I made this choice and I made this choice. And that's really powerful so that you can start making different choices and different habits of mind. And so I think that's really important to really think about it as a self-reflective process before you even get to looking for jobs online, because that's a later step. You know, we don't, in my coaching, we don't get to that until much later. We have a lot of self-work to do first.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. I think, you know, one of the things I'm going to date myself a bit, but I know one of the things I was always told, you know, because to me, it's like when you interview for a company, of course, we're trying to show our best selves and, you know, and getting the interview is one step. But when you do that, you know, your goal is to sell yourself. But I feel there's another important element that I don't see. And this is both women and men. But, you know, the idea that you're there trying to only persuade them to hire you, I think talk a little bit if you can, because there's always those career folks that will say, and I wish I would have done this more, is I wish I would have taken the time to do a little bit more about interviewing and researching the company before I even got the interview. Like to find out, are they a good fit for me? That's what I didn't do in my career. Can you talk a little bit? Is that still an effective strategy? And I just don't see enough people doing that. And I know I didn't. And I think I really missed the boat on that one. I just accepted because I got asked to be, you know, I got the job. So I was thinking, that's great. But then you get behind the scenes and you're like, ooh, this isn't really maybe a good fit for me.
And it's even like a trigger. It's like, oh God, is this going to happen again? Like I thought this job was the answer. It's not the answer. You freak out, right? You're like,
yeah,
oh my God,
yeah,
what's the common factor here? You just open up
right,
a whole can of worms, a whole can of worms. So basically through my research, I have found that many women have no idea what they want to do. And I think that's meaning everyone on this planet. We have no idea of the numerous number of jobs that are out there. We learned in school you can be a doctor, lawyer, or firefighter. That was pretty much your choices when you were growing up. What changed from people diverting from traditional main careers is having exposure to someone in a different career field. That was like the number one component of someone going into like law or to be a doctor, to have someone near them with that. So let's talk about people who might not have had a humble beginning. You might not know anyone who's in the STEM fields or anyone who's going to be a lawyer and things like that. So internships are really minimal. I think we should have internships in high school. Like, I don't know why we go to college, have to pick a degree when you have no idea what you're doing with yourself as a kid. So that's one step, is that we don't know what's out there. And so you kind of pick things because someone might have suggested it to you one time. Like, everyone I talked to remembers the conversation they had. You're like, oh, yeah, someone mentioned this, and I was like, I'll do it. And then they get into the job, and it's not what they expect. So I think a big part of looking for a new career is doing the self-reflecting, self-improvement work first. But before we get into, like, career searching, you need to figure out what works for you. And so part of that is interviewing people, talking to people, reaching out to people in that field. Like what you said is the most important thing, because even when I was a teacher, I worked in one organization, but each school site was completely different. And I think most offices are like that too. So it's a lot of work. You do not want to commit to something because you're afraid of like you're not going to get hired, or a lot of us have this fear that if we don't just be a yes woman, you're not going to get what you need. You cannot say, I need a week to talk to people who work here. I need time to research more about your company. Can I come in and walk around and do like a shadowing day? Like, we're always so afraid of like loss, losing something, when we should be showing them that we can actually be a great component of the company because we're going to do our research. We're not going to just, you know, contribute to your high turnover, you know, and, you know, like you said, there's a lot of that necessary before you just jump into a job.
Gosh, I mean, I learned so much just from that, Contessa. I mean, seriously, it's like when you say you're so right about high school. I'll call them kids, right, because I'm way older now. But, you know, when you're in high school and teenagers, all they do, that's right, they all they do is bring in the proverbial teacher, firefighter, police officer, right? Mm-hmm. It's like attorney. Mm-hmm. I know they have career days, but, you know, that's amazing. That is amazing. Like, we don't know what we don't know. I love that. I mean, talk a little bit more, your services, like what is it that you do for, and specifically women? I love that. Just kind of like a broad brush of women are feeling like they're, oh gosh, Contessa, you're saying a lot. Share a little bit about the services that you offer under Contessology.
Yeah, so with my career transition package, you learn how to overcome your limiting beliefs and how to dream again. A lot of us are like, well, this is where I am. I accept it. You know, this is it. And it's like, no. Once you open up the floodgate to your hopes and aspirations, you start to have more opportunities presented to you. I also teach and work with women on regaining their confidence, you know, and taking that leap into a new career. Because when you change a career, you're literally taking a chance. But most chances work out really well for people. But we're so afraid, and our confidence has been beaten down by bosses and family members and everyone else around us. You know, they say you're the combination of the five people that you spend the most of your time with. So if you're around a whole bunch of people who aren't happy in their careers, which are your boss and probably your family members, you're not going to have much of a shot. I help women learn to have more abundance in their life, in their career. Like, I should have wealth. I should have a lot of free time and lots of self-care time. I should have abundance. We talk about what your natural strengths are, your values, your goal system, what you're inherently good at. Just because you like kids, you should not be a teacher. So many teachers fall into that trap, and there's more components than that, than just saying, I'm good at this. Like I said, learning how to find your zone of genius and always saying yes towards things that propel you in your direction. Like, a lot of us in our careers go wherever someone sends us. They're like, oh, we have an opening, you're going to do this. And I used to feel like, yeah, great, I must be so, you know, diverse. I can do so many different roles. They want me to do everything. And I would just say yes, yes, yes. And I was never saying yes because it was in my plan, in my goal. I was just following along with, you know, what they wanted me to do. And so I teach that. And I also teach you how to become the most desirable candidate for your job. We talk about 21st century you know, resume interviewing skills. It's a battlefield out there, and it's okay to nudge and edge and come off as a certain kind of a person, because that's what is necessary so that you can be happy, because the only person looking out for you is you. And once you get the, once you get the career, I teach you how to cultivate love and longevity in this career. Because when you get a new job, some of us go revert back to the same bad habit. And so I teach you a lot of like how to keep this job, making it happy in your life and having longevity and not just bouncing around again, you know?
That's cool. No, you're saying all the right things, man. I'm ready to go get a new job, but wait, I can't. I run a business, so I'm just laughing. I think it is. It's about taking charge, you know? I mean, that's amazing. So I'm excited about your show. It's like we've just got a couple more minutes, but, you know, for the first part, if any of our listeners are inspired, which, again, I think that's a key piece of what makes you you in a great way, would you like people to reach out, or how can they contact you if they have questions or want to know more about you and all you do with Contessology?
Yeah, so it's just contessology.com, and you can find me at the link at the bottom of this radio show. And right now I'm actually offering a free 30-minute one-on-one career strategy session. So I'm really excited to sign people up for that and to kind of just get in their head and, like you said, inspire.
Super cool. Super. I'm excited for your show. I mean, you know, what have I not asked you that you can leave us with? I'm really curious to know, because it sounds like you've got a lot in you, but I'm going to let you pick, you know, the share at this point. What would you like to leave our listeners with that will excite them, motivate them, and want to listen to your upcoming shows?
I think what could, you know, excite them is just knowing that I'm going to have guests on my show that they're going to be able to relate to very well, and people that will have the same questions. So by listening to the show, you can get a lot of your own questions and get help, you know, helping you finding your own career transition to be successful. So I think by, you know, just participating in the show, you're going to have the same experiences as some of my clients and get a lot of strategies and how to clear your mindset and how to, you know, hope and shoot for the stars and to, you know, like you said, I like to inspire people, but I want these people who listen, who have success, to inspire others around them so that all women can be happy and have the career of their dreams and, you know, and contribute that to their families.
I love that. Well, and it's a control thing too. It's like, wouldn't it be nice to be in charge, you know, of what's going on with your career? So I can't wait to hear your show. I hope all of our listeners are excited to know that it's coming up. When is your first show? Share the date of your first show.
My first show is coming up in May. And it's going to be May 25th, I believe.
May 25th? So are you excited? I want to hear
May 3rd. May 3rd.
May 3rd, even better. that'll get us a chance to see where we're at with COVID by then, right? And the vaccines, and people will be looking, I'm sure, to make big changes. But, you know, I want to say good luck to you, Contessa. I can't wait to hear your show. I think you are amazing and a gem. To all of our listeners, I want to say thank you, because that's our show for today. I want to say thank you, Contessa, for being not only our leading lady, but, you know, as our newest Women Lead Radio host. Can't wait to see what you do with your show. So I hope all of our listeners will dial in May, and we're here, as you know, every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific time and Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific time. We are an international show, which excites me very much. And just as an FYI, if anybody wants to hear the show after our live show, it's a podcast, and you can listen on Spotify, iHeartRadio, iTunes, as we were talking, Contessa, or I think it's Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. So to all of our listeners, thank you for listening to Women Lead Radio, and we will see you again on another Women Lead Radio show. Have a great week.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.